Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello, my friends. It's great to have you back this week on the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams, and I've been hosting the show since 2008. I'm the author of 9 books, and I'm super excited to let you know that the most recent one is available now as an audiobook narrated by me. If you or someone you know is self-employed or want to be, I hope you'll check out Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. It came out at the end of September and has been an Amazon number one new release. Order the paperback, ebook, or audiobook for yourself or maybe as a holiday gift. Today, I want to talk about mortgages. With rates at historic lows and the pandemic changing the way we think about our homes and think about doing remote work when it's possible, many people I know are in the market to refinance their mortgage or to buy a home in a new area. And some are feeling overwhelmed with their mortgage choices. When you're ready to buy a home, choosing the best lender and the type of mortgage definitely can seem daunting because there are a lot of choices, and that's good. But since no two real estate transactions or home buyers are alike, it's essential to get familiar with different mortgage products and programs. In this show, I'm going to explain the two main types of mortgages and several popular home loan programs that you might qualify for. Choosing the right program and product for your situation is the key to buying a home you can afford. As always, you'll find the notes for this and every show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 663, called What's the Best Type of Mortgage for You? So let's start with a quick mortgage explainer. I'm sure most of you know what a mortgage is, but many of you maybe have not, you know, bought a home and have not really gotten familiar with it. It's a loan used to buy real estate, such as a new or an existing primary residence or maybe a second home, a vacation home. And in a mortgage, it states that your property is collateral for the debt. And if you don't make timely payments, the lender can take back the property to recover their losses. So because the mortgage is secured by your actual home, that's one of the reasons why mortgage rates are always pretty low when compared to other types of debt, such as credit card debt. In general, a mortgage does not pay for 100% of the home's purchase price. You typically have to make a down payment, and that could range from 3% to 10% or even more, depending on the type of loan you want and that you qualify for. For example, if you agree to pay $300,000 for a home and you've got $15,000 to put down, you need a mortgage for the difference, which is $285,000. Now, in addition to that down payment, lenders charge a variety of processing fees that you either have to pay up front or roll them into your total loan, which would increase your total amount of debt. So you need a little bit more than that down payment. You know, that's just kind of a budgeting tip when you're considering how much home you can afford. And then you go to the real estate closing and the lender wires the funds to the closing agent or the attorney, and you sign a stack of mortgage papers and closing documents, and your down payment and your mortgage money go to the seller and to various parties, such as a real estate broker, title company, inspector, surveyor, and insurance company, all the people who had some part in making the deal happen and, you know, have a bill that you need to pay, that all gets settled at the closing table. And by the way, these days, closings can be done remotely. They've always been able to be done remotely, but certainly with COVID, you can do mail-away closings or even drive-through closings so that you don't have to actually have to be in the same room with the other party if you don't want to be. After all the paperwork is signed by both the buyer and the seller, you are a proud new homeowner and you begin making mortgage payments the next month. So the structure of your loan and your payments depends on whether your interest rate is fixed or adjustable. So let me explain the difference here. These are the two main types of mortgages. Understanding them is essential because they're really different. So let's talk about a fixed rate mortgage first. This one has an interest rate that never ever changes, no matter what happens in the economy. And the most common fixed rate terms are 15 years and 30 years. 30 years is definitely the most common, but a lot of people will also get 15 years. But you'll also find 10-year, 20-year, 40-year, even 50-year fixed rate mortgages exist. Getting a shorter mortgage means you pay it off faster and typically at a much lower interest rate than with a longer term option. For example, as of December 2020, the going rate for a 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 2.4% and a 30-year is 2.8% APR. Now, that's not much of a spread. It's typically much bigger and wider than that, but we'll talk a little bit more about why the rates are a little strange right now because rates are so low. Now, the downside with a shorter loan is that they have higher monthly payments, and a lot of people want longer mortgages in order to pay as little as possible each month and make their home a little more affordable. So let me give you some situations when getting a fixed rate mortgage typically makes sense. Number one, you see low interest rates or rising interest rates. If you see that rates are going up, you definitely want to lock in a low rate because that's going to last for the life of your mortgage loan and it protects you against inflation. The second reason is you want financial stability. If you've got the same mortgage payment for decades, that allows you to easily budget and avoid any financial surprises. And the third reason is that you don't plan to move for a while. If you're going to keep a mortgage over a long period of time, having a fixed rate mortgage gives you the potential to save the most in interest, especially if interest rates do go up. So those are just a few of the ideas behind why fixed rate mortgages can make sense in a lot of situations. Now, let's switch gears and talk about adjustable rate mortgages. These are known as ARMs, A-R-M, and this is the second primary type of home loan that you'll find. And with this one, your interest rate and your monthly payment can go up or it can go down according to predetermined terms based on a financial index. And the index will vary, but it might be the T-bill rate or the LIBOR, which is another rate commonly used in the financial markets. And most ARMs are actually a hybrid of a fixed rate and an adjustable product. Here's how they work. They begin as a fixed rate. They begin with a fixed period and then convert to an adjustable rate later on. And you're going to see ARMs with numbers. They typically have like a 5 and then a slash and a 1 or a 10/1. The first number in the name of an ARM product is how many years are fixed for the introductory rate. The second number is how often the rate could change after that. So, for instance, a 5/1 ARM gives you 5 years with a fixed rate, and then it can adjust or reset every year starting in the 6th year. Another example is a 3/1 ARM. That's got a fixed rate for 3 years with a potential rate adjustment every year beginning in the 4th year. And ARMs are typically 30-year products, but they can be shorter. With a 5/6 ARM, you pay the same rate for the first 5 years. Then the rate could change every 6 months for the remaining 25 years. So be sure you understand what those numbers signify with these different products. And what's good to know about ARMs is that they do have limits on how much the rate could potentially go up. They've got built-in caps for how much the interest rate can climb from one adjustment period to the next. And also, they've got caps on the potential increase over the life of the loan. So when you're shopping for an ARM, be sure you understand how often the rate could change and how high your payments could go. In other words, you need to be comfortable with the worst case scenario before signing on the dotted line to get an ARM. In general, the introductory interest rate for a 30-year ARM is lower than a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. But that actually has not been the case recently because rates are at historic lows. So the idea is that rates are so low that they likely have nowhere to go but up, making an ARM less attractive. And I mentioned that the going rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 2.8%. Let's compare that to a 30-year 5-6 ARM, which is also 2.8% APR. Now, when ARM rates are the same or higher than fixed rate mortgages, they don't give you any upside for taking a risk that the payment could increase. ARM lenders are not making these products as attractive. They're not giving, you know, low rates that are super, super attractive because they know once your introductory rate ends, you could just refinance to a lower rate fixed mortgage and then they lose your business maybe after just a few years. That means they could end up losing money if you haven't paid enough in fees and interest to offset their cost of issuing you the loan. So unless you really believe that interest rates can drop further or ARM rates are low enough to offer borrowers significant savings, they really are not a wise choice in the near term. However, always discuss your mortgage options with potential lenders so you can evaluate them in light of current economic conditions because things are always changing. I've had fixed rate mortgages and adjustable rate mortgages. And, you know, there are certainly benefits to both. It really just depends on what the interest rate environment is, what your plans for home ownership are, you know, how long you plan to be in the home, and your financial situation, what risk you're willing to take. It can be a little unnerving that your rate could go up with an ARM. We're not in that environment right now where rates are going up, but at some point, you know, the tide will turn and they will go up. And I will say that if you've got an ARM and rates go down, it's fantastic. So, you know, you really just have to think through not only what you can afford today, but your long-term plan for the home and the mortgage that you have.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now that you understand the fundamental differences between fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, let me tell you about five loan programs that you may qualify for. The first is a conventional home loan. These are the most common types of mortgages, and they're also known as a conforming loan when they conform to standards set by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are federally backed companies that buy and guarantee mortgages issued through lenders in a secondary mortgage market. What happens is that some lenders that work with Fannie and Freddie will sell the mortgage to them so that they can get more money from Fannie and Freddie to continuously supply new borrowers with mortgage funds. Conventional loans are the most popular because most lenders, including mortgage companies, banks, and credit unions, offer them. And borrowers can pay as little as 3% down. However, if you can pay more, such as 20%, that's wonderful because you'll eliminate the requirement to pay an additional monthly private mortgage insurance premium. So that's actually a premium that benefits the lender, just in case you don't pay your mortgage. So that's a type of insurance that doesn't benefit you. It benefits the lender. And you do have to pay that in most cases if you make a down payment that's less than 20%. And if you're interested in learning more about that, I've done other podcasts that talk about it specifically. All right, the second type of loan program that you might qualify for is an FHA home loan. FHA stands for Federal Housing Administration, and these are loans that come with pretty lenient underwriting standards, which make homeownership a reality for more Americans. Borrowers need at least a 3.5% down payment, and they can have lower credit scores and lower income than you can with a conventional loan. So it's a more lenient type of loan that's backed by the federal government if you don't pay up. All right, the third type of loan program is a VA home loan. The VA, or Veterans Administration, gives those with eligible military service a zero down loan. So you don't need any down payment to qualify, and you don't even have to pay a private mortgage insurance. So the VA loans come with a lot of benefits if you qualify. The fourth type is a USDA home loan. The USDA is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it gives loans to buyers who plan to live in rural and suburban areas. Borrowers who meet certain income limits can get zero down payments and also a low-rate mortgage insurance premium. And the last type of program is called a jumbo home loan. Jumbo loans are higher mortgage amounts than what's allowed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So they're also known as non-conforming loans. In general, they exceed about $500,000 in most areas. So ask potential lenders which loan programs you qualify for and could benefit from the most. There might even be some first-time programs available in your state, your county, your city. Ask about that if that's your situation. And, you know, just because you're eligible for a program like a VA loan doesn't necessarily mean that it's always the best option for you. You want to compare multiple loan products and get quotes from several lenders before committing to your next home loan. I hope this helps explain a little bit about mortgages. It's certainly not a complete list of all the programs that are out there, but these are the most popular types that you might see. If you've got a question about buying a home or a money question or comment, I would love to hear from you. One option is to leave a voice message by calling 302-364-0308. You can also visit lauradadams.com and send me an email using my contact page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.